Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
Now, more about ticks. Those are pesky little critters, and they hurt.
Well, that's right. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about protecting yourself from ticks. You know, in the last few weeks, I've had several people come into the office. They've been out looking for mushrooms. They've been out fishing, you know, looking for deer shit, whatever. You know, they've been outside tramping around in the brush, and they've all told me, oh my gosh, the number of ticks I'm coming across. So, you know, there are reasons to be concerned when we start talking about ticks. Ticks can affect both human and animal health. We've talked in past conversations about how the tick can cause anaplasmosis in cattle and they can die from that. Well, they can also transmit a wide variety of pathogens to humans. So therefore, you know, it's kind of important that we protect ourselves from getting these tick bites. So did you know ticks can crawl several feet in response to a stimuli like carbon dioxide or the odor of a host? But most often, they find their host by questing. And questing is when a tick crawls up a grass, up a stem of a weed, or get on a low bush, and they just kind of hang out. They ambush the next thing that comes by. As the host brushes up against that, they crawl over onto the host's leg, and of course, then they can start feeding. Contrary to popular belief, ticks do not jump, and they don't fall from trees. But on the other side, there's a little kind of cool note. They can be pulled several inches by static electricity. So kind of interesting. And, you know, tick season, it basically starts in March and goes through September. In Kansas, the species of ticks that we most commonly find are the Lone Star tick, the American dog tick, the brown dog tick, and the deer tick. And each of these can carry, you know, various vectors or various pathogens, I should say. And the American dog tick is known to transmit Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The Lone Star tick is often associated with alpha-gal syndrome, you know, the allergy to red meat. The deer tick, which is also called the black-legged tick, is known for vectoring Lyme disease. And the brown dog tick, it's a pest because it can become established in a home or in a kennel. So that can be an issue as well. So if you want more information on how to identify ticks, you know, go to your local extension office or look up online the K-State publication called Ticks in Kansas. So what can be done to reduce your exposure to ticks, and how can you protect yourself from tick bites? Well, you know, most of the ticks that we encounter are when we're outside. We're outside doing whatever kind of activities, maybe fishing or mushroom hunting. So it's kind of hard, though, at those times to avoid tall grass, avoid the weeds, or stay out of the brushy areas where the ticks like to live. Those are, you know, the prime environments for ticks. So if you're going to go into one of those environments, there's some things you can do. You can spray DEET on your skin and on your clothing. That will help protect you. The thing I like to do, especially if I'm going to be outside for a number of days, I like to treat my clothes and boots with a permethrin-based repellent. Now, to do this, the permethrin should be sprayed onto the clothing and allowed to dry before you put them on, okay? And you don't ever want to apply permethrin directly to your skin. But on that clothing, it's not an issue. And that clothing treatment will actually stay active for two or three, maybe four washings, okay? So those would be the clothes you'd want to, you know, continue to wear outside. Some other things that you can do, wear light-colored clothing. That'll help you be able to spot those ticks if they're crawling on you before they get attached to your skin. And one thing I just recently read, I thought this was kind of cool. This time of the year, you know, it's muddy outside. Most of the time, if you're going outside, you're in those brushy spots, you may be wearing your mud boots. And in a lot of instances, your pant legs are tucked inside. So take some double-sided tape and put around the top of your boot. that'll catch the tick as they crawl up your boot to get into, to get onto you. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do when you get home. It's really important that you check yourself out, and you want to remove any ticks as soon as you find them. Okay. There are ways of properly removing the tick. Grasp it as close to the skin, to your skin, as you can. You can do that with tweezers, or you can do it with your finger and thumb, you know, and pull that tick directly straight out of this, of the skin with a slow, steady motion. I've heard a lot of people that say, you know, use a lighted match and touch the tick, or put petroleum jelly or nail polish on. That's not the proper way of doing it. We don't want to kill that tick and then pull him out, because he may not, you may lose some of his mouth parts, may stay in you. And so, you know, just pull him straight out slow and steady. Once the tick's been removed, then put him in a vial of alcohol, or put him in a Ziploc baggie, put him in the deep freeze. Okay. Be sure that before you put him in the deep freezer in the vial, to put the date on it, so you know when you were bitten by that tick, or when it was taken off. And then if you have symptoms, you know, kind of like flu-like symptoms 10 or 14 days after the bite, you need to see your physician. Take the tick bottle with you. Removing ticks as soon as possible reduces the risk of disease transmission. So it usually takes somewhere between 24 and 48 hours for a tick to penetrate the skin, secure its mouth parts, and begin feeding. So be sure to get those ticks removed as soon as you possibly can. If you can get it within 24 hours, your chances of getting anything transmitted to you is relatively low. So all of this, don't be afraid to go outdoors. Get out there, have some fun, whether you're going fishing or whatever you're doing outside. Go out there, just take the time to, and the precautions you need to prevent yourself from having tick bites. Until next time, stay safe and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, but ticks, you know, nothing you want, and very easily can be dealt with. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.